This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is Tuesday, the 7th of March. We're finished with 1 week of the third month of the year 2017. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my cohorts Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keevan and Kara Schillen. Yesterday, I had the pleasure of listening, Victoria and Kara, to Jennifer on the air.
Oh, no.
On The Answer as I was driving to the airport. And one of the things I found most interesting was your discussion of whether O.J. should get out of jail or not. And what the reasoning was behind the conversation, very articulate. Brian Whitman is the other person who's on the local L.A. radio program that Jennifer does. And the focus was on O.J., who could be up for or is up for parole this year. He's been in jail for 9 years. Has he served enough time? And I couple that listening to you, frankly, and the arguments you put forth to an experience that I had last night. Remember, a couple of months ago, I said we ought to all watch The 13th, which is the it's a Netflix presentation having to do with the penal system in our country, having
to do
with blacks and how they fit into the penal code, the penal system, et cetera, et cetera. Has anybody else seen it? I saw it last night, so I wondered whether anybody else ever got to see it.
I haven't, no.
Okay.
You saw it again last night?
I didn't see it before. I said I was going to see it. And I
I thought you did.
No, I never got to it. Did you? Have you ever seen it?
No, I haven't seen it yet. It's on my list.
I would say that it would be, it reminded me a couple of things. How we really don't know what the history of our country is, frankly, even though, admittedly, the way the story is told, it's through the eyes of black Americans and not through the eyes of white Americans, other than the white men who have been president all along since the Civil War. And so there were a couple of things that were in it, and it's so complicated, and yet it isn't. It brings forth how black men, more than black women, but black men have been treated under the circumstances that they found themselves in by being taken from Africa to come here as slaves. The premise is, or you could get from watching this, that all black men are having a tough time being in America because they are taken advantage of, which is a premise that doesn't work for me. As a matter of fact, I think that you could make an argument that most of the families that came from Africa to our country, whether they came willingly or not, would find in their roots and through their history to have been somewhat better off, to a lot better off, but some have had horrible experiences. And what we see in this thing is a concerted effort on the part of the people who produced it to present one side of the story, which is a very compelling story, by the way, and it's done very well pretty much till the end when they start repeating themselves and kind of it loses its steam. And I would say that if I can compare it, and I don't want to confuse you, but for those who weren't listening yesterday, about this time in the morning I was talking about seeing the movie The Shack. And what I saw in the movie The Shack, I could apply in part. It was overkill at the beginning, but then when you got to the end, it was really quite good, and the message was very strong and worth seeing. And so I would say that about The 13th. It's very compelling and strong for the first hour and maybe 20 minutes or so, maybe first hour and a half. It's almost 2 hours long. And then at the end, it gets preachy and annoying. But the fact that there is so much evidence as to how politicians have used this whole divide in our country to win elections. And it isn't just on racial grounds. It's about economic. It's really cultural aspects of politics in our country really is it's a mind blower if you really understand. If you're smart like Newt Gingrich, who appears in this, it's a documentary, talking about what has happened in recent years, and he's a, by the way, as I remember, Jennifer, I think you know more than I do about him, but I believe he was a history professor before he got into politics. Mm-hmm. and is very knowledgeable about American politics and American history. And so he brought credibility to the presentation, I thought. But there were some real shots taken at presidents all the way from, Woodrow Wilson, and pretty much every president along the line, through to, not to Obama, but certainly to Clinton and Bush, as to how they play this whole message of blackness in America and poverty in America. And it is, it would take me the whole program to tell you why, and just sort of break it down. And it's probably not important to do that. It just is worth an examination, because it is a point of view that I think has merit. And so I would leave it at that. But the reason I brought it up is because of Jennifer's conversation yesterday about O.J. and whether he ought to get out of jail or not, and the argument that still surfaces, Jennifer, about whether he went to jail for 9 years for what he did in Las Vegas when, in
fact, past crimes or current crimes.
Yeah, exactly, right. Yeah.
But if you look around, it was interesting, because I feel like once you get, and you probably heard this, The way I articulate it is not necessarily anything having to do with the law. It's just feelings. It says that once you get away with murder, are you even capable of being a functioning member of society? And that's, alleged. It's my belief that he probably got away with murder.
Yeah, I think most of us. Would you agree with that, Victoria, that he got away with murder?
I mean, is there anyone who still thinks he's innocent?
You've never heard me tell his story. Victoria, Jennifer has. I was on every day on KABC for 3 years.
This was your jam, too, wasn't it, about this time?
It was exactly when the OJ thing took place was when I went on to KABC. And I was the only person on the air there who held up some doubt about whether he was guilty. And man, did I get it in the chops. This was before the trial. This was before anything. This was just as it was happening. I said, and I heard one night from somebody who was close to O.J. that he was listening to me because I was the only one who was saying, well, let's see how this all shakes out. I don't know. I mean, I guess I was wrong. I think I was wrong. I finally admitted down the road about 3 years that I was wrong. But it's still, at the beginning, there was like a lynch mob out for this guy, and it just didn't seem right to me. Regardless of all the things that seemed to fit together, it just seemed unfair for him not to have the benefit of the trial, even though that was a circus, and to be tried in the court of public opinion.
Interesting, I think, about this, and I was pretty, I was in high school when this was going on, and I don't know, probably, but nothing, you know what I mean? Like, I probably did. I'm sure I did.
Anyway, it was easy.
What struck me about watching the miniseries, the O.J. miniseries, and I think they did a pretty good job of doing a factual recount of all of these details from the trial that most of us forgot.
You mean the documentary
It wasn't even a documentary, but the miniseries, right, the one that...
Well, there was a documentary about it as well that was...
I'm talking about the one with Marsha Clark and Cuba Gooding and
the commercial version. Yep.
Sterling Brown. Right. How the heck? I mean, this seemed to change because L.A. was already under fire with racial tensions going on because of the Rodney King beatings. And so when you put this in context of what was going on at that time, and racial tensions were really high, things were really flaring, especially in the inner city areas. And then you had Gil Garcetti, who was the district attorney. And you had Johnny Cochran, who tapped into the emotion of people feeling this racial division. It was Mark Furman that blew that whole O.J. trial because he was a racist jerk, and he went on the stand and had to admit.
The policeman who was the detective.
Yes, he had to admit that he used the N-word. So then Johnny Cochran was able to paint it like, well, he planted the blood into O.J.'s Bronco. Yeah. Otherwise, how else do you skate from a murder trial when there's blood on the inside of your car?
Yeah, right. You screw up because the police, and this is one of the, by the way, this is one of the points of this documentary, The 13th, as to how the police have systematically over the year, all these people who say, oh, we support the police, yada, yada, yada. I support the good police. And there are plenty of examples, and this thing highlights it, There are plenty of examples of the police doing what Furman did when it came to trials of black, and even the other way around, blacks putting up stuff to convict whites. And how many, but the point, one of the points made in this documentary is how many men who were put into prison for years and years and years were exonerated once DNA testing came about. Mm. Far more was that the case with blacks than with whites. So, and anyway, it just is. Okay, so we wrap this conversation up with the announcement yesterday that the car in which the notorious B.I.G. was shot is on the market for $1.5 million.
Wait, that one's also on sale? In addition to the Tupac one?
Yes. This is a 114,000 miles Suburban, a bullet hole in one of the seat belts from the shooting.
Wow.
The door is riddled with bullet holes. Let's see. The sellers say it will be returned to the vehicle. Oh no, they changed the door.
Yeah, I was going to say you got to get that seat belt replaced before you can drive it around anywhere.
It was bought at public auction in October of 1997. The buyer who bought the SUV for her family wasn't aware that it was used.
Oh my god!
And when she found out,
bad karma.
Yeah, but she's going to get she paid the regular price for whatever it was worth in 1997 at an auction, and now she's going to sell it for $1.5 million once she found out that it was the same vehicle that Big was shot in. I find that to be...
Who would have thunk that all of these cars from the 90s would be going for so much?
Yeah, Tupac's, the car that Tupac was riding in when he was shot, that's up for $1.5 million, and that was like, what, a mid-90s BMW or something?
Yeah. Right.
So
I think
weird.
It was, as a matter of fact. Yeah. It was a 1996 BMW 750i.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, and the price on that's $1.5 million as well, Victoria.
What a bizarre, is there a market for this? I don't know.
Yeah,
some people will spend money to buy anything.
Some people will buy anything.
It's so weird.
18 past the hour.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10, winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
Oh, we've got to figure out a way to save energy, babe. Our heating bills are crazy.
See this?
Whoa, what's that? The new remote?
It is. Hmm. Budget Blinds was here this morning and installed these motorized shades in the kitchen. Give me your watch.
So I just sit here, they open, they close. This is really very cool.
Yeah, Budget Blinds comes in and measures, then they install everything. Oh, you didn't have to lift a finger, right?
Hey, I like that almost as much as the remote, but we were talking about saving energy.
Yes, right. See, the shades are also on a timer.
A timer?
You program the timer to open them in the morning and let the sun in, then close in the evening to keep in the warmth.
Maybe we should do the rest of the house.
What a great idea, honey.
Right now, during Budget Blinds Luxury Within Reach event, motorized window coverings are more affordable than ever. The more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now, before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shades.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Thank you. Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Wasting away again in Margaritaville, searching for my lost sugar and salt. Some people claim that there's a woman to blame.
Isn't that always the case?
All right.
Hey, heard that.
So Jimmy has announced plans to break ground on a string of retirement homes inspired by this song and the chain of restaurants. He got a number of restaurants, hasn't he, around the country?
Sure. The one I like to go to is in Las Vegas, right on the Strip.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been to one, but there are plenty of people that are his age, my age, that are considered, what do they call them, parrot heads?
That's right.
I think that's what they're called.
Yep.
So there's a website that was launched for Latitude Margaritaville, which is the first of the communities being planned. It's in Daytona Beach. And there is going to be a party to end all parties as you go into your golden years. The paradise where you can grow older but not up promises homes starting in the low 200s. Furnished models are open. They're building them now, so they'll be open by early next year. You got to be 55 or older. This guy's a genius. He mints money.
And by the way, can we give the guy some recognition for his business acumen for turning one song?
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
Into a brand of alcohol and restaurants, and now
this is a $1 billion project, and there are already 10,000 people in line after they just opened up the registration of the offerings 2 weeks ago. 10,000
Of course, because you want to be cool. Nobody wants to go into a retirement home to die and rot away. I mean, you think you go in with Jimmy Buffett, you're going to have some cocktails and relax.
I mean, it's a good way to, you know, start living your golden years.
Yeah,
no
it is.
Kidding.
Not for me, but might be fun for the average Joe.
But think, if you had to go to a retirement community, if you got to go to Shady Pines or Margaritaville, what would you choose?
Right.
I'd go to Margaritaville.
And this isn't like a home. I mean, this is like, these are two and three bedroom homes.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
there are a lot of these places around that are just really good places to live. If you got to be 55 and older, they have them. We're building some in Framingham. There are some in the town next door, Sudbury. Meredith lives in one. And it's a wonderful place. So, anyway, it's not all, it isn't, just because it's 55 plus doesn't mean that they got a hole in the backyard for your casket.
Although that'd be convenient.
There's no on-site cemetery, is what you're saying?
Throw the cat in there. That would be ready to jump in.
From the Adele department, there is confirmation that she has married her long-term partner, Simon Konecki. She apparently announced on stage during her concert in Australia over the weekend that she was married. She was talking to the crowd about her song, Someone Like You. She said, quote, I was trying to remember how it was, how I felt at the beginning of the relationship that inspired that record, because as bad as a breakup can be, and as bitter and horrible and messy as it can be, that feeling when you first fall for somebody is the best feeling on earth. And I'm addicted to that feeling. Obviously, I can't go through with those feelings because I'm married now. He's 42, she's, what, 29? And they have a four-year-old
son. Is he 42? Yeah. I didn't realize he was older.
I didn't realize that either.
Yeah, yeah. So, it's good for her if she's happy. But, man, did she hit the nail on the head? The way we feel when we first fall in love and how if you break up, that's lousy. But if you stay with a person, how do you recreate those feelings? How do you keep them coming? Which is a challenge, but something worth paying attention to, I think, anyway. Maybe I'm just a kind of a romantic at heart. Reliving romance is a wonderful thing to do if you can do it. Some people are better at it than others. I think that's probably a proven case, proven fact. 28 past the hour here with DJB.
Safety first, packing your psychological first aid kit. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Psychological bumps and bruises are a dime a dozen. You encounter them frequently, and for the most part, you've learned to just deal with them. But just as untreated physical cuts can become scars, so too can untreated psychological issues become emotional scars. So what can you do? I say, carry with you a psychological first aid kit. And the most essential tool you can put in your new kit is self-talk. Because the more you can speak accurately and effectively to yourself, the more likely you are to treat any psychological bruises that arise with the best possible care. The more you deal well with whatever comes your way, the less likely it is to leave behind emotional scars. So pack healthy self-talk in your psychological first aid kit and take it with you everywhere, because you never know when psychological bumps and bruises might happen. For more on life, listen to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Four after the hour now on the DJB Experience. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keeman and Kara Schillen are all here at your service on your side going through the items that are good, bad, and different. I suppose if you're a fan of Shannon Doherty, you'd like to hear that she's made her first public appearance. She's completed the chemotherapy and she was at a foundation gala for Animal Hope and Wellness in Hollywood on Saturday night, Jennifer. She had a black dress on. Isn't it interesting how people pay such attention to, I mean, the story here isn't the story that she had breast cancer a couple of years ago and has been
just recently
shaven.
Yeah.
But the story, but to look at what I'm looking at, you think the story was what she was wearing. It just is incredible.
Well, who are you reading though? I mean, that's
well,
what's your source? Because that depends.
Well, I think that these, you know, the People magazine, the E! Magazine, that sort of stuff that you know, is what is commonly quoted when it comes to these sorts of things. It's not the New York Times, that's for sure. Although I think the way the New York Times has become, there's plenty of stuff in there that relates to entertainment, and they try to make it as sparkly as they can to keep up with the trends. I saw something the other day about how, I think it was Warren Buffett, as a matter of fact, who said, I mean, he thought for the most part that newspapers were dead, but that in circumstances like the Washington Post, New York Times, Los Angeles Times, some of the big, big newspapers, they would continue to have great relevance online. And I think that's probably true. The bigger the city, the more the thirst for news. Do you think that makes sense? Do you feel that way in New York, Victoria, or Jennifer,
I feel like
Los
the
Angeles?
New York Times. Yeah, I mean, the New York Times, especially the Sunday Times, that's a New York institution. And even if it's just, you know, reading the wedding announcements, yeah, or engagement announcements, or the arts and leisure section, I mean, that's something that you still see pretty much all New Yorkers pay attention to.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that's... Well, I mean, that's a Sunday tradition for a lot of New Yorkers, you know.
Well, there's a lot of stuff. I don't like the New York Times editorial position, but I will tell you, I get a lot of stuff out of the supplements. We did an interview with somebody on the Farm Show last week, and the idea came out of an article that was in the Times the weekend before, the weekend section about older people who are buying farms and going to work on farms. It was a very interesting and informative article. I think you can find a lot of that stuff there if you can get away from their political bias and their one-sidedness when it comes to reporting much of the news.
I also think their health and their food section is section is unbelievable.
Agreed.
Like cooking and everything, those recipes, everything, they're top-notch. And also the health section, I always find they have really interesting studies and things in there. So, you know, separate from politics, there's a lot that the Times has to offer. I would assume, I don't read the LA Times, but I would assume it would be similar there and with the Washington Post.
I can't speak to it because I don't look at the Washington Post.
I don't
look at the L.A. Times, even though I'm in L.A. I read
the L.A. Times every weekend. And, you know, I use it every day, actually, for show prep or something.
Not to say?
Go ahead. I was just going to ask, because obviously I'm here in Washington. Does the New York Times also do the thing where you have to pay for a subscription
online
in order to read the articles online? Because Washington Post does that.
Yes.
And
the LA Times.
I'm not sure how that goes with millennials. If you work in like the newsroom, then you might pay for it. But I just find myself getting annoyed. I go to read the article and then it shows me.
Well,
you know,
there's so
five
many other sources
then,
these days.
Yeah. And so if it's
sources.
A headline about a story, then I'll just, okay, well, I'll go and look up the headline and look it up somewhere else instead of reading on Washington Post.
All right. And to wit, here's a story that's on Yahoo this morning. As you know, I use 14 or 15 different sources. Now I skimmed through a number of things and I stopped and I went, whoa, when I saw the story. Remember, we didn't actually talk about this yesterday, but there was a, because it was bad and I didn't see any reason to bring it up, the story of this woman who was 33 that the police at first thought had been the victim of foul play. And now it turns out that she died after stopping to rescue a dog on a riverbank. The lady's name was Jacqueline Watts from Indianapolis. She was out in the suburbs of Indianapolis on Saturday morning. She was reported missing, the victim of a homicide, so police originally thought. But instead, she died while she was trying to save a runaway dog who had gone out into a river, the Flat Rock River in Columbus, Indiana. So police say that there were a number of eyewitnesses who came forward who saw this woman chasing. She saw the dog from her car, apparently, and the dog was wearing a sweater and looked like it was lost. And with all the rain that there has been through the Midwest had a lot of really wild weather in the last week or so. So the river's swollen. She's worried the dog's going to drown in the river. It's just a little dog. So she goes out and she drowns. I mean, I think they still have some questions as to how it all happened. But the dog's name was Ringo. The owners reported him lost over the weekend. He also drowned.
Such a sad story because, I mean, they found her car running with the hazard lights on, with the door open.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, for a lot of pet lovers, I don't think you really have a choice there. If you see a dog running and you think they're in danger, you're going to go.
Would you do that? Would you put your life in danger, Kara, to save an animal?
I don't know.
What would make it is whether it was your animal or somebody else's animal.
If I thought that I could save them, then maybe, and that's obviously what she thought that she was doing. Maybe she didn't think that she was putting her life in danger. And then, I don't know, maybe she slipped and fell, but it was obviously a spur-of-the-moment decision if she just got out of her car with the car, you know, her purse and everything was still in the car, and she ran out and got the dog. And I don't know. I mean...
Well, she had the reputation that you see built around her now that people know who she was is very, very positive. Somebody said in the local newspaper she saw beauty in everybody and everything. She lived and loved with great humility. She had lots of passion. She and her husband were on their way that night, apparently, to Washington. And so you look at that. I would have given my life for Charlotte.
Yeah, for your own dog, for sure. I think a lot of people would do that.
Yeah.
I think for another animal, I think people, I mean, most people, I think, with, you know, a good heart would try to do what they can without putting themselves in catastrophic risk, right? Mm-hmm. I mean,
But you'd say,
I mean, I have a lot of friends who carry extra leashes in their cars just in case they see a stray and they can go and grab it. And, you know, and I mean, almost everybody I know actually does that. So, I mean, yeah, it's,
well, you're tied to that rescue in New York City, so you do a lot of stuff through them and around them.
I mean, I would do what I can for my cat, but if my parents or someone, you know, someone like that were much closer to me, I mean, I would probably put my own life at risk to save them. I don't know that I would do that with the cat. Is that terrible to admit? But
no, a cat?
Probably true.
Oh, come on.
You better save my cat, too. If my cat's floating by you on a log, you better reach out and say, buddy.
Well, I would. Yeah, under the circumstances, of course I would. I say the thing about cats because it always gets the reaction that it got. Actually, I'm here at Jack Stockwell's place overlooking the valley of Salt Lake City and all the lights. It's a beautiful. Every time I've come here, I looked out over. He's up on the mountain and looking out over the city and out to the Great Salt Lake. And every once in a while you may hear a purr because he's never had a pet before in his life. And apparently last month this cat showed up in front of his door and has been, and Mary opened the door, his wife, and she came in and hasn't left since. And it is the cat wandering around.
My house
now. Yeah, right, exactly. 42 minutes after the hour. Okay, let's, speaking of home, let's make our home much more comfortable. I was talking about this with Jack and Mary, his wife, last night, how people love to make themselves comfortable. And the best way to do it when you're talking about going to bed where you spend a third of your life, hopefully, is with the best, most modern bedding, the coziest, most comfortable way for you to get in and just wrap yourself into that feeling that you get with the Parachute Home, the bedding sets, pillowcases, sheets. There's the thing, we all find something different to like about this. There are some people who think they're fabulous because they donate these malaria prevention bed nets to people in need through the UN. And then there is this whole business about if you don't like the sheet, it's guaranteed. You keep it for 2 months, you don't like it, send it back. And they send the sheets that you've used to be reused by folks living in beds in homes built by Habitat for Humanity. But isn't the number one thing what happens when you unbox the Parachute sheets and wash them and then put them on your bed and get into bed? That's really the number one. All these other things are great and a tribute to the people who are behind this company and this idea. But really, when you get to beyond the marketing gimmicks of all the stuff you can buy in the big department stores and get to the brass tacks of what's going on, the Egyptian cotton is better. It's stitched by an Italian company. And so it just reeks of quality and fun.
Yeah, it's all about the fabric for me. It's all about the fact that these sheets can stay crisp and they stay put and, you know, really cling to your bed. But they are so soft and so breathable and so cozy. So they keep you warm, but they don't keep you sweating and hot. And you know what I mean? It's just that sense of comfort with the really high quality fabric material next to your skin.
It's also nice that they're not a wrinkled mess when they come out of the dryer.
That's it.
Yeah,
it's really nice.
So join Victoria, Jennifer, Kara, and me. Get in to your bed with the best. The best is Parachute Home. home furnishings, sheets, and there are towels and things you can get. Look at the look at what they have to offer. ParachuteHome.com/DJV. That's how you get free shipping and returns on parachutes, comfy bedding. ParachuteHome.com/DJV.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Tasty V tomatoes.
For health, flavor, and freshness, try new Tasty Lee tomatoes. They are vine-ripened with up to 50% more lycopene than other brands. And they are certified by the American Heart Association as a heart-healthy check-marked food. For a healthy, happy life, try sweet, juicy, garden-fresh Tasty Lee tomatoes. Time for some great basketball games, and great games need great snacks. Try Tasty Lee tomatoes for a healthy, delicious snack for your armchair athlete. How about a tasty cheese panini? Or a classic tasty club? Your family will love them. For more fresh ways to go, visit TastyLee.com.
Tasty Lee tomatoes. Ask for them by name at your favorite grocery store.
There's more fresh ways to go. Try Tasty Lee tomatoes.
Tasty Lee. We'll leave it on the vine for you.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
47 after the hour. Okay, so yesterday, General Motors made a very interesting decision and made it public. They're selling all of their European car businesses for $2.3 billion to a French company, apparently. But they're also they're selling everything in Europe. They are not, however, they're taking that focus and doing the opposite in China, where they are building plants to build engines. They build Buicks there. Now, Buick is the most popular car in China. You knew that, right? More people buy Buicks there than anything else. Buicks outsell in China, like, unbelievably in comparison to anything else, because it's a sign of the nouveau riche. It's the sign of the new China. It's the sign of people who have made it. That's the way you can tell you made it. If you're driving a Buick in China, then you made it. And so they realize that, and they are building a plant. I'm confused as to, though, was it GM or Ford that said to Trump that they were going to add 1,000 jobs? Because I noticed that GM cut 1,000 jobs from a plant yesterday. Do we remember?
Well, Ford had said they weren't going to move their factory to Mexico after all, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the things. And then I think GM had planned on, they had started a plant a few years ago, and then they stopped work on it. And then they announced recently they were going to start working on it again. So that will provide jobs eventually when the plant is finished.
You know, I'm going to make
Victoria
reference.
Victoria Keeling, Trump surrogate over here. Good job.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. I'm still going to say, you know, the GM was saved by Obama, so come on. You know, I mean, the car industry.
GM wasn't saved by Obama more than Trump is saving these other companies.
He bailed out GM. Everybody knows that.
He did? It was his money? Good for him. I didn't realize he had that kind of dough. Now he's got that kind of dough after signing the book deals, but he didn't have it then, did he? I always love it when people say, Obama did this, or Clinton did that, or Bush did this, or Bush did that, or Reagan. It may be ideas that come from their administration, but the money, hello, comes from you and me. Look in the mirror. That's where the dough comes from.
Well, the money, obviously, yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, so then he didn't really bail him out. We did. We did. You and I bailed him out. That's how it got to Survival City.
Right, but America has reaped the benefits from it.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, right. We have. It's good. Thank you, America. What a great job you did.
America, we're awesome. We're good at this.
Ah, 10 before the hour.
All right, guys.
We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Now, 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time here with DJV, and mostly the focus is on the usual giants, Yahoo and Netflix and Google. So we'll get to some of those stories in just a moment. Victoria will have a handle on them, although I'm interested in this Google story. Yesterday, saying that they were sorry for helping spread fake news again. You see, that's Google. Remember, Google and Facebook found themselves in a lot of hot water after the election, giving a platform to all these fakers. And now it looks like Google's search feature still has a what they call a Pinocchio problem. yesterday, somebody tried asking, when is Mother's Day? And the Google answer at the top of the search page, without making people click away, except it didn't pull the information from trusty sources. So is that how this works? It goes out and it has spiders that find the stories here, there, and everywhere, and they bring them back. And is it sort of like Siri? Is that how that works?
It's an algorithm. So yes, it'll search through databases of information and pick out certain buzzwords. So Mother's Day should that be. Normally though, when you Google a holiday, the date just comes right up and you don't need to click away from the search results. Yeah. So did it give the wrong date?
Yes.
Huh. What is the date of Mother's Day? I don't even know.
Maybe weekend in May.
Yeah, Sunday.
May.
Did you just say a weekend in May? A weekend in May, and then Kara said it's a Sunday. It's always a Sunday.
It's always a weekend.
Captain Obvious, you two.
Yeah,
right.
Thank you. Well,
probably the 14th this year. The 7th or the 14th.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much, Kara, for that clarification.
So none of us are more accurate than Google. Okay.
All right. Yeah, but we're not getting paid.
It was May 10th of 1992, I can tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm flashing back
my
to
my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday. I'm flashing back to how much is a postage stamp? You
right,
know
exactly.
How much a postage stamp is? Well, how much is it? I don't know.
No, I don't know.
Very funny. Okay. Our Tech Talk time is brought to you by the folks who want to help you hire. I was listening to a spot for this on, I think it was on your station yesterday in L.A., Jennifer.
Oh, really? Cool.
There's just so much focus on this because these people are so good at what they do. If you haven't heard the word, this is the word, ZipRecruiter.com. They allow you to post a job on sites that are there. This is an aggregator. It's basically a web tool that gets at all of the job sites, all of them, whether they're on Facebook, Twitter, or they're all single by themselves. This is for a candidate for any job in any city for any kind of pay. You post it once, and the qualified candidates roll in. It's so easy to use their interface. It's so easy to get this. It's free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. You can post jobs first time around with ZipRecruiter free. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Try to do this any other place. You can't do it. You're not going to find the kind of help. You're not going to find the service. You're not going to find the follow-through. And you're certainly not going to get it free. But you can start by using ZipRecruiter.com by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and get the jobs filled fast and well. All right, so Yahoo has this, I thought the Yahoo was sold and the Mercer Maria was out of there.
No, there parts of Yahoo has been sold off. I don't think Verizon has taken over yet. I think they were still squabbling about the price the last time I heard.
They made that deal, yeah. Anyway, so what happened?
Well, so
who runs it.
Yeah, well, Melissa Meyer is still the CEO. So, but she has yesterday she announced on her Tumblr page that she will basically be giving up her stock awards and her bonuses this year, which is usually about $2 million is her annual bonus. So she's giving that up, and she because of all of the hacking and the data breach and everything, and she's hoping that it will get redistributed to the hardworking people at Yahoo. Now,
that's nice.
As corporations go, that never happens, but that's what she said she hopes will happen. I guess she doesn't really have full control over that. So she's giving that up.
Netflix has a new plan to be more interactive. How could they be more interactive than they are?
Well, they're toying with the idea of letting you choose your own ending for various shows. They've been doing it with the kids programming right now, and kids seem to really like it because it sort of mimics a video game. So every time you play, it has a different outcome. And so now they're talking about doing that with some of the adult programming. Some people are in favor of it, and other people say, I want writers to write for me and do
House
it for
of Cards,
me.
You can find a different ending for...
Yeah.
Really?
Huh. Might be, yeah.
Yeah, I like the ending. I want to have an ending I can hang on to, if you will. 59 past the hour with DJV.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.